Shir Nun Ches Nida Yordea Chav Zayin El Hei Tovshim Mem Bay, September 15, 1982,
on Wednesday. So the psak of the two is that only a woman who doesn't have the Beset Kavua has to be preaching for the inabilities, for the environment of the Yosef. But a woman who has a Beset Kavua, let's say if she sees every 25th day, or let's say every 35th day, she does not have to be preaching for the inabilities. That's the way the two paskins, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, but it's not such a level portion. I mean, we discussed that when we learned the Gemara in the summer. So, with Sugi and Dr. Small. So there, Rashi Shite, the Ramban's Pshat and Rashi, and Ramban Shite, and then the Rashbos Pshat. So there is a Shite Sarishayim. In Rashi, that even if a woman has a Beset Kavua, she still is Asuro Anim Lamed, which is the name of Amos. But that's the Ramban's Pshat in Rashi. That even if the Beset Kavua is after the Yemamet, let's say, suppose the woman has a Beset Kavua every 35th day. So then the Ramban understands Rashi is saying in that sugi of Kol Anoshi Becheskes Tahor Levalei, and we discussed it. So the Ramban understands Rashi is saying that according to Rashi, so even if the woman's Beset Kavua is beyond the 30th day, but when the 30th day comes, she's Asur Levayot. Why? Because the 30th day, that's the day, you know, that's the average, Beset. So, or Chov Noshim had it on the 30th, on the 30th day, whatever. So, even if the Beset Kavua is beyond the 30th. So the Ramban is Masik, and Rashi. He assumes that that's Rashi Shite. And he, of course you can read it in Rashi Shite that way. So the Ramban assumes that that is Rashi Shite, that even if the Beset Kavua is on the 35th day, so when the 30th day comes, she has to be Rashi. So the Ramban says that's Rashi Shite, and the Ramban is Masik. However, the Ramban himself agrees that if, let's say, the Beset Kavua of the woman is prior to the 30th day, what's the 25th day, and on the 25th day she didn't have any Rias Dam. So then, when the 30th day comes, she's Asur Levayot. Why? Because in view of the fact that she missed her period this particular month, she should have had it on the 25th day, and she didn't have it. So mele, she's subject to the same possibility to which a woman that does not do a Beset Kavua is subject, namely that she'll have it on the inabilities on the 30th day, Then the Rashbo says that that's Rashi Shite. Why the Ramban understood that Rashi is so mahna that even if the vessel is beyond the 30th day? So then there is no raya that she missed it. Who says that she'll miss it? The 30th day has not arrived yet. So it's Chay Sheshes for the 30th day. So, and the Ramban is Chilik. But the Ramban Shite is that if the Beset is before the 30th day and she missed it, so then on the 30th day she has all the Bible. So the Rashbo says, that's Rashi Shita. And the Rashbo is the biggest maker. And he says, any woman has a kavel kua. Even the Veset Kavua is prior to the 30th day, let's say the 25th day, and she needs that on the 25th day. But inasmuch as she has a regilus to have it on the 25th day, she doesn't have the chesheshes on the 30th day. Even though she missed it all night, so for some reason she missed it. That does not mean that you'll have it on the 30th day. So in other words, that's the biggest kula, the Rashbo Shita, and how does the Mechaber the two pasken, and that's the Psach of the Chnoch, also like the Rashbo. So, Kol Isho She'im Obeset Kavua, Chisheches Lelim Lamed Lelidoso, She'im Obeim Nis, Listam Noshi. So only if she has no Obeset Kavua, but if she has a Obeset Kavua, regardless whether the Obeset Kavua is prior to the 30th, or beyond the 30th, there is no, she doesn't have to observe the innovations. If Yish Lo Beset Kavua is Man Yodua, Keinach, Vim, Yish Lo Beset Kavua is Man Yodua, Kein Chof Vichof, or in Chofei Vichofei, Chisheshes, Liz Man Yodua, Sheo Lishamish, Kol Zman HaBeset, Ula Acha HaBeset, Ad Shetitle Yitim Tzoteo, Ki Kvarishes Liyo. So if she has a Beset Kavua, let's say every 25th day, so then on the 25th day, she's Asuro, and then suppose now is the 26th, the 27th day, so she's the terrible bylaw. By that, she makes a dik. Provides me. So in other words, even did not make a dik on the 25th day, so actually she's Luchyeves to put in a piece of cloth on the 25th day to detect maybe there will be a discharge of dam. But the Eved, if she didn't put in a piece of cloth on the 25th day, so she can tell us about it, let's say, after the 25th day, provided she makes a dik. That's, so she's lieutenant because we pass the rest of the rabbot, but if we pass, if the Kodesh Mandoma passed the right say, so if she didn't make a dik on the 25th day, so even on the 28th day, she will be a solid bio, and it will not avail her to make a dik and to find it clean. But we pass, like the Mandoma, vested the rabbot. So I have said that the people within the table by Israel. We can say that was saying he should tire down the army who be may have shlishes man in shopping. So now the two is discussing the Vesed Afloge. Vesed Afloge. What's Vesed Afloge? Vesed Afloge means, let's say, to see every 25th day. And the 25th day is of the previous day. That's the Vesed Afloge. So the two passings, and that's the sheet of Moses, that if Veset Afloge is only Nikva by 4 days, not by 3 days. Veset Achidesh, let's say every fifth of the month. So if she saw down on the fifth of Nisan, on the fifth of Iyar, on the fifth of Sivan, so then she has a Veset Kavua on the fifth of the month. But Veset Afloge, the two pasuks and the Nishita Mulz Hashemi, requires four days. Why? Because the first 3A is only as the base from which to start counting the Afloge. So that cannot be counted. That is needed as a base, you see. So we only count from the second Veset Afloge. That's the Shita of Moshe Hashem. However, the Shita of the Ro and the Shita of the Ramban and the Chidushim, not the Ramban in the Psoki, but the Ramban and the Chidushim and the Shita of the Ro in Vedic Abayis is that even Veset Afloge, even the Afloge is Nikva, even Veset Afloge is Nikva with 3 times. But most Rishayim and we pass that Veset Afloge is only 4 times, not with 3 times. So this is what the Torah says. The kids have to pass it. Can she tire dao komi, u bineyem shleishes manim shomi, can she rea ayei, u bseif chofiei, pamachere, so that's the second reading. Vein bseif chofiei, so there's the third reading. Vei v'seif chofiei, so the fourth thing, is a nikhez, ulkach tzricho, arba yeh shariyo shimin amiyen, ulibishin roa so, oi shil roa so iso baflo, vaflo kingdom shikobosin kibu pomi, chisheshis, in other words, even if she did not have 3 years, not have 3 years, so it doesn't become a vesed kavua, but a vesed shimin kavua, it becomes with one rear, שמיד שעת אשרו עשה פעם אחרת לסעיף 20 חיששת מכם בעיר כשיגיע חוב. Now, the expression is not difficult. You could ask. After all, the two just finished saying that the Vesta Flogi is Nikva through 4 years, not 3 years. Only Vesta Chidesh is Nikva through 3 years. But, so why was it? And he's discussing Vesta Flogi, not the Vesta Chidesh. So why does he say that to the Kidim Shekhovos and Gimu Pom Cheshashes? The answer is, actually, Vesta Flogi is Nikva through 3 years, just as Vesta Chidesh is Nikva through 3 years. But, in Vesta Chidesh, so the first 3 years is Nachesh. In Vesta Floge, it's not Chayach to count the first 3 years. You don't have a Floge. So actually, it's equal to 3 years. Through 3 years of a Floge. So if there are 4 years of Dam, so then we only have 3 years of a Floge. That's why he says, but you take him, Shikabos, and Gimu Pomi. Gimu Pomi were 3 years of a Floge. But together with the Nishulie, which serves as the base from which to count that Floge, so it's 4 years. Chisheshes and Yachach are also. Pamachel is a Veskin. Chisheshes. Mikamilila Shigadiacho. In other words, so, a Veskinikabua, you have to be Chishesh. You have to be Chishesh. So, what does it mean in Veskinikabua? So, in Riyad, in Vestachidesh, one Riyad establishes a Veskinikabua. She had one Riyad on the first of the month. So, maybe next month, she's Chisheshes. But Vestachloge, with one Riyad, you don't know what a floge there is. So if you had 2 years, she saw Dam on the first list, then she saw Dam on the 20th list, so then you have 1 year of floge. So, of 20 days. So then she's chesed. She agiach of the chesed, yomim yidul lechidesh. Miyad achsoros at pamachas yidul lechidesh, ki nechofal et lechofim perishesh et lepamach heres, al dealim vazchu nisham et shkoi yisayinu. ולא יאמרו שצורך מכם יגימו פה ממלו, אם יעקיר, שקיבים שקובעסי בשעון משפעומי, אין נקע ופוחס מגימו, שכל זמן שלא יקרת יגימו פה ממלו, צריך או לא חשרי, אבל לא עושה, אפילו פעם משנו, כשש עשרה ופעם שני, ומי הוא אחר כשש עשרה, נקע ופעם אחת, אפילו קובעס יש נפעמי, שיכוע עשו יש נפעמי מזמן יודוע, ולשיש עשרה יורע עשור, אין לחשש עשרה, ואין, יש חילו כבוס יגימו פעמים, ולא כבוס יגימו פעמים, שהקבוע הבוקר שאום או אינו זה מיידישו, עשו או נשם איש, עד יתים די ביתים זכירו, ושלא כבוס יגימו פעמים, ומגיע זמן הבסת ולבות כה, ולא ירוא עשו, כי משאום או אינו זה מותרס. So in other words, so the tour says that there are two naftimines between the vesit kabua and vesit kabua. Yeah. Why does the tour mention only two naftimines? There is a third big nafkimine, according to some rishim, according to Rabbi Tam, there is a third nafkimine, and that's the most important nafkimine. Because according to Rabbi Tam, so Veset Kavua, by Veset Kavua, so Somoch Levesto is a Nisad Raise, by Veset Shem Kavua, of course it's only Rabbi. So that's the big nafkimine. So why doesn't the two mention? The answer is the two doesn't pass like Rabbi Tam. The two pass is the thing Veset Kavua. So the Issa of Somoch Levesto is only Rabbi. And the drosha of his artemis in Israel is only Nasmachta. So he mentions two nafkimines. What are the two nafkimines? So one nafkimine is that in the case of the Ivesa Chenikogua, two she's Chesheshes, even if she had one Riyas Dam of Chedesh, or one Riyas Dam of Afloge, so she's Chesheshes. But if there is one omission, it's already there. If a woman saw Dam on the fifth of the month of Nisan, so she's Chesheshes, the fifth of year. But suppose on the fifth of year she doesn't see any Dam, so the fifth of seven she's Mitarech Levaila, becomes Nekar with one omission. Masha'inki in Veset Kavua, so one omission does not revoke, does not annul the Veset, but only three omissions. That's one of them. Second after meaning is that in respect to a Veset Shemikavua, even though she has to be Chesheshes, and so, but suppose that, let's say, she had a Veset Shemikavua of seeing Dam on the fifth of the month. She saw Dam on the fifth of this. So, fifth of year, she saw the Bible. Suppose now is the sixth of year, the seventh of year. So she's with Teresa Bailo without making it. But Veset Kavua, so she's Asur by law after the expiration of the Ima Veset, until she makes a Dikin and she finds herself in. So that's the two matins. Alright, Kuponim Shetiye, Ha Floge Shekivaz Ben, Ha Veset Bidiluk, Kishiroa So Ayei, Viroa So Shio Misef Shleishi, Ushlishi Shleishi, Lech, Uvil Amidveis. Now that's the Gemara the Machlekes Rabin Shmuel Dafsamadal. Dafsamadal. Now that Machlekes is mentioned in connection with Vestes, and it's mentioned in connection with Borokame, it's mentioned in connection with Nigichas. Now, the Gemara, that Samadal, Itma, Roas, that's from Dalgam now. Roas, we in Hamisho Solahede Z, we in Tazan Lahede Z, we in Shibo Solahede Z, Rabo Makovlo Vesely Dilu, Ushmuelo Marachi Shalit Vidil. So, in other words, the Machlekes is in the case of Vestes Achish. So, Vestes Achish is Mikva with three times. So, suppose there is. So suppose there is a Veset Bidilu, let's say, she had a discharge of Dam on the 15th of Nis, and she had a discharge of Dam on the 16th of Iyar, and she had a discharge of Dam on the 17th of Sivan, three times in Veset Achidesh. So, if it's not Bidilu, so three times it's giving a Veset. So according to Rav, even with Bidilu, in other words, it's in the form of an arithmetic progression. It doesn't make any difference whether the progression is by one every time or by two every time, as long as it's shown. So, in other words, suppose it's she saw the 15th of Nisan, the 17th of Iyar, the 19th of Sivan. So, it's 2 days. It's Bidiluk. So, according to Rav, with three times. So, it's enough. It's Kivas Veset. And according to Shmuel, Shmuel Omar actually challenged the Diluk. There has to be three Dilukim. Now, so in case, in connection with the Veset Achidesh, so according to Rav, in Veset Achidesh, the Diluk is established in three times, and according to Shmuel, in four times, in connection with Veset Afloge. So if it's not a Veset Afloge Bidiluk, but Veset Afloge without Diluk, so then it's established according to Moses Rashenim four times. So mainly according to Rav, Veset Afloge Bidiluk will also be established four times, and according to Shmuel, Veset Afloge Bidiluk will be established with five times. How do we pass them? So here it's a machloket between Rav and Shmuel. So if the machloket is applied only to Vestes, to Nide, so you have a klal hilchasik Rav v'Yisurei. But the same machloket is mentioned in the Gemara in Bolokame in connection with Nigiches. That's in Shea. By Shea there is also an union of Vestes by Shea. By Shea. Because it's a question of habit formation. So if Shea, let's say, is Nigeach, let's say every fifth of the month, so he's in Muet, and then they, because another day he's not Nigeach. Why should it make a difference in the Shea? Well, there's probably a reason as to why he does it that way. So suppose the Shea habituated itself to go on the 15th of Nisan, and on the 16th of Iyar, and on the 17th of Sivan. And then it got on the 18th of Tammuz. So the question is does the owner pay half damage or full damages? So the Gemara Borokam in Sheir Shenogach mentions the same machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Now we have a cloud. Whenever there's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, let us say Rav Yisurei Shmuel Bidinei. So the question is, how will we pass from here? So we couldn't pass, and that wouldn't make sense, that wouldn't be logical. We couldn't pasken like Rav in Ides and like Shmuel in Yiches, because it's the same sloy. So that would involve the contradiction. So because of that, there is a machlekes between the Raived and the Rav. The Raived pasks like Rav, because even though the Gemara mentions that machlekes is the connection with Yiches, and by Yiches, so it's dine, it's not isure, so it comes to the Raived. When that child was originally was discussed between Rav and Shmuel in the Bismedresh, so it was discussed, it came up as a shaila in Eden. It came up, the shaila came up as a shaila in Maise in Eden, not in Yiches. So Mele, since it came up as a shaila in Eden, and Eden is Yisure, so Mele, we have to apply Hilchas Ikrav Yisure. And the Rambam passes like Shmuel, apparently the Rambam holds that when this shaila came up in the Bismedresh originally at the very outset, so it came up for discussion in connection with the Giras, and then it was applied. So the Mele, since at the very outset the discussion started in connection with the Giras, and that's Dine, so he has a Shmuel Dine. Anyway, alright, so then he says like this. ופומים שתהיה אפלוגה שגבר לבין הבסד בדיוק כשרוע עשו היין ורוע עשו שני יום יסיף שלישי ושלישי זה שלישי מאה. Now let's count the number of years in total. רוע עשו היין, so that's the first thing, that's the first one. ורוע עשו שני יום יסיף שלישי, that's the second thing. ושלישי זה שלישי מאה, that's the third thing. Uvi lilamed veis. That's the fourth thing. Kobo veset lidiluk shlaflogis. So according to which it is it? That's according. No. That's according to Rav. We are dealing with a veset aflogis. So without diluk, a veset afloge is nikva. We pass the most of shame in the tour that four times. So according to Shmuel, the Veset Afloge B'Diluk requires five times. Here, all together, we have four times. So that's like Rav. Good. Ro'as Ayin, one day, Ro'as Ashlil, and Sef Shleishin, is two, Ushlish, and Shleishin, Lechot, three, Uviz, Lilamu Veiz, Komo Veset, Lidur, Shla Afloges. That's like Rav. Bein Shei Yerchikot Luga Harbe, Bein Shei Lo Yerchikot Luga Harbe. Eloi Mechot, it doesn't make any difference. A Veset Afloge by definition is a veset in an arithmetic progression. Whether the progression consists just one day or 2 days or 3 days or 3 days, so it doesn't matter. So kobo veset lidilu kashov shebichol inyan shetehimash riyoso kobo lo veset uchsheim shekivas veset baafloges miyom shovim mishin shovim kach kivas. In other words, a veset afloge, so a veset afloge usually is not on the same day. Let's say, if you have a veset afloge every 20th day, so one time, the 20th day as of the preceding year might be Sunday, and the next time, the 20th day as of the preceding year is not Sunday. So it's not the same day. Now, veset achidesh, Veset Achidesh, so can be Bishove, and it can be Bishain Bishove. It can be Bishove. So then I say, Shem Shivas Veset Achloges Miyom Shovim Shin Shovim, Kach Kivaz Mi Achidesh Mi Ashevua, Shovim Vini Shovim. Kitza, Roa So Gimu Pomi, Beachod Bishavos, Oy Behei Bishavos, Oy Beachod Vinis, Uveachod Vinia. ובאחד ניסים, מוהי בניסים, ובאי בייה, ובאי ניסים, כל הוא עובסת באחד משבס, ובאי בי, ובאחד בחידש, ובאי בי, אף על פי שאחד מולי ואחד חוסר, אין מדג בגיל מכך, ואוכל מדברי חקל כבאז בגיל מפומים, כאילו שאין מהחידש בשובת, כיצד כבאז ומהחידש בדיוק, כי אם שרוע עשו בתסבול בניס, ותזיין, it is interesting that the two first mentioned a case of Veset Afloge B'Diluk, And there he mentioned that in accordance with Rav Shita. Now he mentions an example of Veset Achidish B'Diluk, and he mentions both Shitas, Rav and Shmuel. So he says, Keitzat Kivaz, B'Me'achidish B'Diluk, and Shalaz, and Tzor, B'Nisim, B'Tezayim, B'Yer, B'Yudzayim, B'Sim. B'Kom Arav, B'Hoch, and Amu, B'Kivaz, B'Gimur, Yehez, B'Chishas, B'Lechaz, B'Tamos, B'Yetez, B'Yor, U'Shmuel, Sobar, Shalikov, Veset, O'Lidal, B'Yez, Shemriya, O'Lishenu, Mistarefes, So in other words, according to Rav, if a woman had a Riyas down on the 15th of Nisan, on the 16th of Iyar, on the 17th of Sivan, so then the 18th of Tammuz, she's Asur Lebayro on the score of the Veset Kavua, of Veset HaChidesh B'Din. According to Shmuel, not only if she'll see down on the 15th of Nisan, the 16th of Iyar, the 17th of Sivan, the 18th of Tammuz, so then she'll be Asur Lebayro on the score of the Veset Kavua on the 19th of Av. On the 19th of Av. Here's what he said. We come out of the Hochanan Mikvah, the Gimel Riyas, the Chesed, the Chesed, the Tammuz, the Yitez Biyo, the Shmuel Sola, the Kol Vesel, the Dalek Riyas, Shein Riyo, the Rishinu Mistarefes, Kim Shein Aflo Geshobis, the Rikov Acheroa, the Yitez Biyo, the ואפילו לשמואל, אם הוא ילובס את כלים שישחילו, פרקים שינסו, וירועה סו בדילוק, דימוק רומי, כל הובס את בדילוק, ולפי שאף הראשינו, בדילוק רועה סו, ובאשר ראשינו בדילוק, לפי שאף הראשינו בדילוק רועה סו, או איסו של דילוק או מבס בקבוע, נראו את, אם ישמואל לגמור הסס, תפסם הדל, so, אם ישמואל be made in such a case, suppose a woman had a Veset Kavua. She had a Veset Kavua to sit down for a long time, for years, on the 14th of the month. And then, on the 14th of Odea, she also sat down on the 14th of Odea. Then, all of a sudden, on the 15th of Nisan, she had a Riyas down. Not on the 14th of Nisan. And then, on the 16th, on the 16th of year, and the 17th of Sivan. So even Shmuel will be made it, that she is Asur Lebayro, on the 18th of Tammuz. Why? Because since this woman was accustomed to sit down for a long time, more than three times or more, on the 14th of the month, and now the initial year which took place on the 15th itself was a deviation, a diluk, from the year to four, Veset of the 14th. So Mele, even Shmuel will be made it, that with 3 years, 15, Nisan, year 7, 15, 16, 17, she establishes Veset Kavua. This is what he says. V'afilu Yishmuel im hoyo lo Veset kinim shi yischilo. V'akim shon so v'ro asa v'dilu kibu pomin, kom v'veset v'dilu. V'ar shoshin v'dilu kro aso, eiso shi v'dilu go, mi Veset Kavua lo. So the initial year, the 15th of Nisan, itself was the diluk, because prior to that she had the Veset Kavua on the 14th. All right. V'rach posak Rav, v'chein kosav Raiva, v'Rambam posak Shmuel, v'chein kosav Rambam, v'chein u'maskonas adin Yobi horoza. So in other words, but the Torah doesn't say v'nire ki adin Yobi horosh. Many times he says that. So that means that the Torah really has his suffix. He's not machia. So that's why, that explains as to why before, when he mentioned an example of Veset Hafloge B'Diluk, so he mentioned a case of 4 years. But that can only accord with Rav. It cannot accord to Shmuel. But the Rosh Paskins like Shmuel, the answer is the Rosh Paskins, but the Torah is not machia. According to the Torah, it's his suffix. So that's why he mentioned that lechumre, like Rav. Roa so gimu pomin be gimu chodoshim be diluk. Vichozro vi roa so beisin dulugim atzmo, im noag kein gimu pomin magi de vesek obua li diluk chomile. Ket, roa so tesvo vinis, vi tezayim vi iya, vi yudzayim vi sive, vichozro chomile, vi roa so tesvo vi tamus, vi yudzayim vi ol, tesvo vi tamus, vi tezayim vi ol, vi yudzayim vi ol, ואית חוזר ורואה עשו תסבור ביטישה ותזיין במחש ויוזיין בכיסלב kovul vesetul idilu kolile vichishesis leilo tesvom lechidize vitezayim lechidize viyudzayim lechidize. In other words, what the tool is saying now, so it appears from the washing of the tool that whereas in regard to the previous deed he said there is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, in regard to this deen, he doesn't mention machlekes Rav and Shmuel as a double portion. Now that depends upon the chapter Gemara, because that Gemara does some about, so mostly Shemin explained the Gemara, the machlekes and Rav and Shmuel has reference to the case where a woman had her ears down on the 15th of Nisan and the 16th of the year and the 17th of Sivan. So Rav says she establishes a Beset Kavua, so that on the 18th of Tammuz she does so a Bailam is a Beset Kavua. And Shmuel says no, only if she'll have another V.A. on the 18th of Tammuz, so then to establish a Beset Kavua, that on the 19th of Bov she does so a Bailam is a Beset Kavua. That's the Pshat of Rashi cases, the Ramban, but most of it, the Rach has another Pshat in the Gemara. The Rach has another Pshat in the Gemara. So only Rishini mentioned, Tesis himself mentioned the Rach's Pshat. Only Rishini mentioned the Rach's Pshat. Itma, who has seen Chamishos Lechidizeh, Vyim Tzadayim Lechidizeh, Vyim Shemoso Lechidizeh, Rav Omar, Kovul Oveset Lidiluk, Ushmuel Omar, Achi Tishalish Bidiluk. So the Rach explains it, not the way Rashi and Tesis explain it, but the Rach explains it in the sense, If a woman saw down, if a woman saw down, let's say, Tezvob Binis and Tezayim Biya and Yuzayim Bisiva, and then again Tezvob Bitamus and Yudzayim Biov, and Tezayim Biov, and Yudzayim Biov, and then Tezvob Bitish, and Tezayim Imachesh, and Yudzayim Kislev, so Kovul Veset Lidilu Kholile, Cheshesek Leila, so then it will mean not the way Rashi explains it, so that means every month, so it's a day later in the month. It's a day later in the month. In other words, so let's say, so, oh, it is the 14th, I'm sorry, oh, it is the 18th, and, I mean, Tammuz is the 18th, and oh, is the 19th, and the other is the 20th in the month. And Tishrei will be the 21st of the month, and Cheshve will be Chasor Bailo the 22nd of the month. But according to the Rach's Pshat, so in other words, in 3 month cycles, 3 cycles of 3 months each, she had it the first month in each 3 month cycle on the 15th, and the second month in each 3 month cycle on the and the 16th, and the third month, so in other words, every 3 months it repeats itself. So according to Rach, so only Rav says so. Only Rav says so. So in other words, according to Rav, if a woman will sit down on the 15th of Nisan, on the 16th of the year, on the 17th of Sivan, and then on the 15th of all, the 15th of Av and the 16th of Elul. I'm sorry. The 15th of Tammuz, the 15th of Tammuz and the 16th, the 16th of Av and the 17th of Elul, and then the 15th of Tishrei, the 16th of Acheshvan, the 17th of Kislev. So she establishes in Beset Kavua every 3 months in that order, 15th, 16th, 17th, and Chizacholim. But according to Shmuel, no. Only when will she establish a Beset Kavua every 4 months? Sayyid, not everything Mount Sayyid. Only if she'll see Dam on the 15th of Nisan, on the 16th of Iyar, on the 17th of Sivan, the 18th of Tammuz, and then the 15th of Ob, the 16th of El, and the 17th of Tishrei, and the 18th of Maheshvan, and then another third cycle of 4 months. So, and then the 15th of Kislev, the 16th of Tammuz, the 17th of Shvat, and the 18th of Adar, so we shall establish cycles of 4 months inside, according to Shmuel. Now, 1 second. So that means that if the two had agreed, had accepted the Pshat of the Rach, so just as in connection with the Vesta Floge Bidiluk or Vesta Achilles Bidiluk, that in the case, according to the Pshat of Rashi, so the two mentions the Pshatim, he should also mention the Pshatim. But here he mentions, as it of a Poshut, that if he established a certain pattern in every 3 month cycle, so that is, then she establishes a Vesit Kavua for every 3 month cycle. If the two had been Cheshish for the Pshat of the Rach, so he should mention also 2 days. That according to another day, so in the case where she establishes a certain pattern every 3 months, she doesn't establish it as a kubwa. Only if she establishes a certain pattern in every 4 month cycle, and the two doesn't do it, so that shows that the two is machriya like the pshat of Rashi cases most machine. But so Melin says, suppose it's that case that according to the Rach's Pshat, that's the Machlekes of the Rav and Shmuel. So according to Rashi and Teitzes, it's not even totally Machlekes. You see, according to Rashi and Teitzes, the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is only in regard to the case where she established the pattern of the 15th, 16th, 17th, but where she established the pattern of three cycles. Of 3 months and 1 month is 1 day later than the preceding month in each cycle of 3 months. So that is not only machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. That's according to everybody. So that's why the Torah doesn't mention 2 days in regard to this case. However, according to the Rav, so there are 2 days in regard to this case. There are 2 days in regard to this case, you see. There are 2 days. All right. We'll leave it here. Yes?
I thought it also brought down the
Shir Nun Tes and Nida, Gimel Tishrei Tavshin Mem, Gimel September 20, 1982, on Monday.
Wednesday. Daf Nun Veis Omid Aleph. It starts on Daf Nun Aleph Omid Beis, the last line. Raso, that's the Tzio, the Pshat, the Tzio that the Rach mentions in connection with the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel about Veset Adelun. Raso. Now again, I want to start from that's the last line in Simen Kuf Pites, that Nun Aleph on the base. The last line. Vraso Gimu Pomin Gimu Chodoshim Bidiluk. Vichozro Viroaso. Beison Lugim Artsmo. In Noago Kim Gimu Pomin. Hari Zeveset Kovua with Diluk Homer. Kate. Vraso Tesvolk Benison. Vitezayim Bihir. Viyuzayim Bisiven. Vichozro. Cholilo, the roas of the swab becomes, with a zain do, the zain bell, the oit chosro, the roas of the swab petishre, with a zain maheshre, the zain petishre, cobble vessel to a dilu cholilo, the cheshes is laylo, the swab the head is there, with a zain the head is there, the zain the head is there. So in other words, that's the pshat of the rach, thesis mentions it. The rach doesn't explain the machlekes Rav and Shmuel in the same way. Like all the other Rishonim, like Rashi, Tesis, explained. According to all the other Rishonim, so the Rav and Shmuel have reference to the case where a woman, let's say, saw on the 15th of Nisan, and on the 16th of the year, and on the 17th of Sivan. So according to Rav, she establishes a vessel for Gua with the Nugid, even though there were only 2 years before. 3 years altogether, but Bidiluk only 2 years. And according to Shmuel, no. In order to establish a Veset Bidiluk, there have to be 3 years Bidiluk. So altogether, 4 years. In other words, according to Shmuel, she'll establish a Veset Bidiluk if she'll have a Rias down on the 15th of Nisan, on the 16th of the year, on the 17th of Sivan, and on the 18th of Tammuz. So then she'll establish a Veset that the 19th of all, she can expect a Rizda, Viteras Veset Kogur, Veset Kogur. So in other words, so the machlokes between Rashi, between the Rav and Shmuel, according to Rashi, this is practically most Rishonim. So it is in the case where a woman had 3 years in Veset Achilles, but only 2 years were Bidiluk. So according to Rav, it is a Veset Bidiluk, Veset Achil Bidiluk. According to Shmuel now, there have to be, we require 4 altogether, so that 3 are Bidiluk. And in vis-a-vis Veset Afloge, so according to Rav, since a Veset Afloge Shaloi Bidiluk requires 4, I mean, according to most Rishonim, except the Torah, I mean, and the Ramban and the Chidushim. So Mele here, according to Rav, she'll establish a Veset Kavua, shall afloge Bidiluk with 4 years, and according to Shmuel, only 5 years. But that's the regular pshat in Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. But the Rav has his own pshat, that what does it mean that Rav and Shmuel are chelek in the case where the woman had her ears down on the 15th of Nisan, and on the 16th of the year, and on the 17th of Sivan, and then again another cycle of 3 months, on the 15th of Tammuz, on the 16th of Av, on the 17th of Elul, then a third cycle of 3 months, on the 15th of Tishrei, on the 16th of Maheshven, and on the 17th of Tishrei. So then, according to Rav, she establishes a Beset Kavua, so that every 3 month period, so she can expect now on the 15th of Teves, and on the 16th of Shvat, and on the 17th of Adar, and then again on the 15th of Nisan, and the 16th of the year, and on the 17th of Sivan, according to Rav, and according to Shmuel, no. So what does it mean according to Shmuel? So according to Shmuel, so the Rashbo, so I didn't have the time to discuss it, so I mentioned only the Shita of the Rashbo, not the Shita of Jesus. So what does Shmuel say? She doesn't establish a Veset Kavua Bidiluk in each cycle of 3 months. So the Kodesh Rashbo, Shmuel requires 3 cycles of 4 months in each cycle in order to establish a Veset Kavua in cycles. In other words, according to Shmuel, when will she establish a Veset Kavua in cycles? If she'll sit down on the 15th of Nisan, on the 16th of Iyar, on the 17th of Sivan, on the 18th of Tammuz, and the 8th of Tammuz, and then again another cycle of 4 months, on the 15th of Ob, on the 16th of Elul, on the 17th of Maheshvan, and the 18th of Kislev, and then another cycle of 4 months, on the 15th of Teves, on the 16th of Shvat, and the 17th of Odea, and the 18th of Nisan. Then, if you have three cycles of 4 months each, so then you establish a Veset Kavua Bidiluk. That's the Shita of Shmuel according to the Rashbo. Tesis, however, says no. It's not that Shmuel requires 3 cycles of 4 months each, but whereas according to Rav, so if she sees down on the 15th of Nisan, on the 16th of Adar, on the 17th of Sivan, and then again on the 15th of Tammuz, on the 16th of Ob, and on the 17th of Elul, and again on the 15th of Tishrei, and the 16th of Mahesh, and the 17th of Kislev, she establishes Veset Kavua. So according to Shmuel, she'll establish Veset Kavua Bidiluk in cycles, in case she saw down on the 15th of Nisan, on the 16th of Iyar, on the 17th of Sivan, and the 18th of Ob, and then according to Shmuel, and in Elul, and the 16th of Elul, not the 15th, and the 16th of Elul, and the 17th of Tishrei, and the 18th of Maheshvan, and then again on the 16th of Tishrei, and the 17th of Teves, and the 18th of Shvat. That's how Jesus explained. That's Shmuel. That Jesus got some doubt. So it says, "Virach tirech." That's some doubt now. Kovu obeset v'diruk ki she'osi so sholish bonu kisider aze ki she'roa so tesvok b'nisi v'tezayin v'yer v'yutzayin v'si. V'chein roa so tesvok b'tamus v'tezayin v'yor. ויוזיין דאו, ואידו עשו, תסבור בתשרי, ויוזיין מחשרי, ויוזיין בכסלו. חיששס, וכאן מלך, תסבור בחד יזה, ותזיין לשאילי, ויוזיין לשלישי. That's according to Rav. And what about Shmuel? So according to the Rashbo, Shmuel, in order to establish a Veset Bidiluk in cycles, so she must establish a Rie in 3 cycles of 4 months each. 4 months in each cycle. According to Rashba, according to Tesis, it says, Shmuel, צריכה שתשע וזמינו, שתראה בחידש רביעי יהיה נתחס, ובגימו חדושים שאחריהם יהיו תזיין וזיין נתחס, וחיל בשלישי, אוי, שאחריכם, דאחרי תביאו של תסבו, יהיה בחידש רביעי, ואוי המיון. So now we should really also make it, that you can establish a Veset Bidiruk, a Veset Bidiruk in cycles, in cycles of 3 months. But the first Riyah in the first month is not counted. Some Mele, she has to have another Riyah on the 18th of Tammuz, and then she'll have in 2 more cycles. In Noah, hey, came. You upon me, how is a vessel to go out with you, Kolila? Kate, Ruas of the Swan beneath him, the design of the year, the design of the city. The Hosel Kolila, the Ruas of the Swan with Amos, the design of the O, the design of the O, the Hosel of the Ruas of the Swan with Tishre, the design of Maheshe, the Uzai of the Kisle, Kobol of Vessel to Idil Kolila, the Heshes Israel, the Swan with Hedeze, the design of Hedeze, the Uzai of Hedeze, Ruas of the Echo beneath him. Ubi'echo b'sivin, ubi'echo b'yom. So now another tzio. So this is the end of the tzio of the rak. Now, so here the Torah doesn't say that it's only Aviv the Rav, not Aviv the Shmuel. He should say here too, just as he mentioned that there is a machlokes rishonim as to whether he passed like Rav, he passed like Shmuel. So how is it that in regard to the tzio of Rav and Shmuel, according to Rashi and Kisef Shad. So he mentions that today is how one day is like Rav, one day like Shmuel. So now he mentions the Rav's Shad, since there is a Machlok Rishonim whether we pass like Rav or we pass like Shmuel. So he should also say, but according to Shmuel, so he doesn't establish a Veset Kavua, the Biluk, in cycles of months, unless, so let him say, like Rashbo, like Tetzin, like either one, but let him say something. He just mentions the tzio of the Rach, Alim the Rav. What about Shmuel? So the answer is, I mean, is this, the Shach points out, I mean, that's very mistaken and very poshut, even though there are some of the Zikeli who say that in Achaname, that the Torah is only saying it according to the Shite that the only passed like Rav. But according to the Shiva, they passed like Shmuel, so in such a case, you will not establish a Veset Kavua B'Elul, unless there will be 3 cycles of 4 months each, according to Rashi and Pshat, or there will be 4th month in the first cycle, and then there will be 2 more cycles, or 3 months in each of the 2 more cycles. That's what the Brisha says. But the Pashto says, like the Shach says, that the two here doesn't mention another shite, because some machine passed me according like Shmuel. Because the two holds that the pshat in the Gemara is like Russian faces. But he rejects the Rach's pshat, the two. But he wants to tell us what would be in such a case if a woman has a riyah of the Svov B'nissim, the Zayin B'riyah, and the Zayin B'sivim, and then again in 2 other cycles of 3 months each. So then, according to Rashi and Tosfos, so in such a case, everybody agrees that she establishes a Veset Kavua B'Diluk. When Shmuel Chelek, when there wasn't a Riyah, a Veset in 3 cycles, but if there is a Veset in 3 cycles, then even Shmuel is made. That's why the Torah doesn't mention here that according to Shmuel she doesn't establish. Because the two pasuks like the Pshat of Rashi and Tosfos in the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Not like the Rav. Alright. So now another tzio. Ruaso v'echo v'nisi, u'v'echo v'sivet, u'v'echo v'yob. Suppose she sees down v'echo v'nisi, u'v'echo v'sivet, u'v'echo v'yob. Is Kovalo Veset Pirosh Chadoshim Lidilugi. So she saw on the first of Nisan, on the first of Sivan, and on the first of Rav. So that means it's always 1 month. 1 month is skipped. The first of every other month she sees now. So again, so that's also like in Vesed we do. Alright. So Avoa, so Echod Nis, the Echod Biya, the Echod Bitamus, the Echod Bisiven, Loyuaso, Loyukova Vesed, she Psiko Rosh Hodosh. Now, even though the two uses the Rosh, Roaso Bechod Nis, no Bechod Bisiven, Bechod Lo, Kopolo Vesed, Rosh Hodosh, and the Lugin, so one might make a mistake, since he uses the expression Rosh Chodosh Milugin, that perhaps it has to do with the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. But here, as it is pointed out again by the Shach, I mean, it's in the Loposhet. Even though you find some Achayim who do say, but that's not Mistava. So the Pashtus is that the two just uses the Rosh Milugin, but it's not loneliness-wise. It's not the same kind, it doesn't involve the same kind of question. Because when is there, when the Shmuel Chilik HaRav in the case, if a woman saw down on the 15th of Nisan, on the 16th of the year, and the 17th of Sivan. So Shmuel says, no, she's not to ask this. Why? Because here the regularity, the pattern, consists of the progression. In other words, every month, so it's one day later in the month. So the mele, there has to be a regilus, there has to be a 3 years gidul. So if you saw just the 15th of Nisan, 16th of year, 17th of Sivan, so we only have 2 years gidul, not 3 years. Masha'ikin indeed, so Shmuel is chayim. We must have, according to Shmuel, 3 years gidul. But here it's not, I mean, in its essence, it's not the Vesed Biduk. The two uses the expression Biduk. The expression, that's arbitrary, you can use any expression you want. But essentially, in its essence, it's not a Biduk. Biduk means that in the following month, so the Rie is expected a day later. But here, it means it's a certain pattern. It's not the due. It means the first of every other month. So just as there can be a vessel of the first of every month, so the first of every other month. It could be the first of every third month. Let's say, she'll see that, the first of Nisan, and then the first of Tammuz, and then and the first of Tishrei. So again, every 3 months, the first of the month. That's not the rule. So Shmuel is also made it. So, but he just uses, the two just uses the expression in the rule, but it's not the rule. Abu Huaso Echob Nis, Vechob Biya, Vechob Bitamus, Uvechob Bisivun Goy Huaso, Vechobal Veset, Shiv Sikol Rosh Chodosh, Huaso Tesvov Binis, Vitezayim Biya, and then, instead of Yudzayim, Bisivin, so she says, Yuchhez Bisivin. So then, even according to Rav, she is not Kivas, a Vesel Bidiluk. Because in order to be Kivas, a Vesel Bidiluk, there must be the same difference every month. But here, in 1 month, the Diluk was 1 day. The other month, the Diluk was 2 days. So it's not the same. So in Meilet, she is not Kivas, a Vesel, unless. Well, that is pointed out, you see, by the Porsche. I mean, it's the Porsche. Suppose she'll see Tesvov B'Nisan, Tezayim B'Yer, Yutchez B'Sivan. Then, Tesvov B'Tamuz, Tezayim B'Yor, Yutchez B'Yer. Then, Tesvov B'Tishre, then, Tezayim Macheshre, Yutchez Kislev. I mean, like, analogous to the Pshat of the Rach. So, in such a case, she will establish the Vesed, because then there will be a pattern, in other words, of one Diluk by 1 day, and the other, and then again followed by a Diluk of 2 days, in three cycles, 3 months in cycle. So then she'll establish. But just like that, Tesvov B'Nisan, Tezayim B'Iyah, Yudchez B'Sivan, since one Diluk was 1 day, and one Diluk was 2 days, so she doesn't establish any Vesed. K. כמי שסיעו בו בחידש השלישי. הוא יקום בבסק, כמי שסיעו בו בחידש השלישי. והוא ירוע עשה עד יתחס, דיור בו פעם אחת ששתיים, אין יחשש עשרה דיור. אף על פי שחשש עשרה שער הבסטס, בפעם אחת, אין יחשש עשרה בסק את הדיור, עד שתקבל. Oh, so this is a chidish, I mean, not that it's unreasonable, but it's a chidish. One could say the reverse too. In other words, even the, in other words, that there is a distinction between Veset HaShove and Veset HaDilat. In regard to Veset HaShove, so we have our locher of Veset Kogua and Veset Sheni Kogua. So a woman has to be Chayshish for a Veset Sheni Kogua also. But if it's a Veset Sheni Kogua, so it's Veka with one omission. If it's a Veset Kogua, it's Veka only with three omissions. But there is a locher of Chesheshes regarding Veset Sheni Kogua also. That's only regarding Veset HaShove. Veset Shalom Bidiluk. But Veset Bidiluk. So there is no aloche of being Cheshish for a Veset Sheni Kogua. By Veset Bidiluk, if it's Kogua, so then we have the Cheshish, like for a Veset Kogua. If it's not Kogua, so then we don't have the Cheshish over here. That's a Chiddush. In the Chiddush is Adiluk, actually, very well. Eino Yisho. Now another aloche. Eino Yisho, I mean, every line is it. He is expressive of important halacha. Eino yisho kibas lo vesek. Now a new halacha. Eino yisho kibas lo vesek. Daf lo vashik muhadu ashim zeach haze. Elon ki yu kulom bei nachas. Biyeim ibo lailo. Avu mo yisho gishenu biyeim achish. Vashni yo lailo vajimu biyeim. Vui kobo lo vesek. So in other words, in order to establish a vesek kogua, so if all that we hear is have to take place in the same ene, in other words, there is a rias, there is an einas yein, and there is an einas lailo. So, if a woman saw, let's say, on the first of Nisan in the night time, on the first of Iyar in the night time, on the first of Sivan in the night time, she establishes a Veset Kogua. Or, if she saw on the first of Nisan in the daytime, on the first of Iyar in the daytime, on the first of Nisan is Sivan in the daytime, she establishes a Veset Kogua. But suppose she'll see down on the first of Nisan in the night time, on the first of Iyar in the daytime, and then again on the first of Sivan the night time again, she will not establish a Veset Kogua either in the daytime or in the night time. But since the in Sivan the last one, the last three was in the night time, so in Tammuz should be the night of the first of Tammuz on the basis of Veset Sheni Kogua, but insofar as the Veset Kogua is concerned. So it can only be established, can only be constituted, if all the theories take place in the same Eino. In the daytime, in the Eino, in the night Eino, or in the day. Alright. Now, Rosh Na Rambam. Veset Achid Yachidish Chishesh Vodit Chalot Seyki Pamach. At Veset Aflogi. Yev Shaloch Eslogi. That's a theory of Yishliyot. Shall we das lazy yehim and muflegis? So naturally, I mean, it's a double portion that goes without saying. Veset achini, so a veset sheinu kogua can be constituted with one rie. She saw down on the first of Nisan, so she has saw the Bible on the first of year. Mashayim came in so far as the Aflog is concerned, so in order to have one rie as Aflog, you have to have two ries. So this is what they say. Nim to say that. Shorei yel yeim v'shchei v'shnisen chisheshes v'shchei v'shiviya roa sobei chisheshes v'shchei v'shiviya roa sobei hukva v'eset v'rosh chodoshi loi roa sobei v'shchei v'shiviya neka v'eset shor v'shchei v'shiviya but she's asur lebailo on the second of sin. Why? Because she saw down on the first of Nisan. Nisan is the Moed. How many days does Nisan have? 30 days. And then, when is the first of the year? The 31st is of the first of Nisan. First of Nisan. Now, she saw down on the first of year. So, what was that flow from between the year of the first of Nisan and the Rie and the first of Iyar? In other words, the Rie and the first of Iyar took place on the 31st day as of the previous day. So that means when she had a Riya on the first of Riya that followed the Riya, the initial Riya on the first of Nisan, she in effect established the Beset Shirin Kavua Lachlogi of the 31st day as of the preceding day. So now Riya is a Chosek. So when will be the 31st as of the first of Riya? Not the first of Sivan, because Iyar has only 29 days, but the second of Sivan. This is what he says. Neka Vesha Faresh Riya Chidoy Chini Sivan, Efe Shepir Vitiba Vesla Plogin Ulam Dalet Ulam Dalet, Shariya Shredish Nisan Riya Shobi Vaplogin Ulam Riya Beiti Sivan, Shenisan Molin Riya Chosa, Uleilom Cheshes Choshes Alolu, Vestachin Yishla Plog, Achitibu Echot Mehem Dimu Pomi, Kidin. In other words, that the woman, before she establishes a blessing, so she has to be chayish for two kinds of vestas, a vestal chayish and a vestal flogging. In other words, the woman had a riyas dam on the first of Nisan. Then she had a riyas dam. She has a riyas dam on the 20th of Nisan. Then she has to be chayish on the score of vestal chayish for two kinds of vestas. Vesta Shini Kavua, Vesta Chidesh, and Vesta Shini Kavua, Vesta Flog. In other words, she's a Asura Levaylo on the first of the year because of the possibility that maybe she's on the way to develop, to cultivate Vesta Chidesh on the first of the month, and she, we also have to be Chidesh, maybe she's on the way of cultivating a Vesta Flog of 20 years there, because she had a year's done on the first of Nisan, and on the 20th of Nisan. All right, this is what he's saying. Kids, Roa so bechot in Nisan, who wears from the Cheshesh of Bechot Be'iya, with the Cheshesh of Nisan. We may Roa so, Cheshesh of Bites Be'i, Shira Flogei Shalchot. Roa so Bites Be'i, or Shaloi Roa so, Cheshesh of Bechot Be'iya. In view of the fact that she had a year's done on the Chot of Be'iya, so she has the Cheshesh, maybe the Chot. The Chot of Be'iya was the initial year in the cultivation or in the development and the cultivation of a Vesed Achidesh on the 20th of the month. Shemini Achidesh Tigla Vesed, Shariyos of the Chobinis, Vichidim, and that's the general rule, Vichidim Chishas from Shneyem, Achid Tigla Vesed, Haflog of Arba Ries, or Vesed Achidesh Mishle Yisho, Achid Tigla Kira Yachod, Bakir Aspamach, Ro Asobeh Chobinisim, Vishi Roe Chobiyyeh, Viloi Ro Aso, Som Mele, Deh Chobinisim, Vesta Shini Kavua was Nekia, Mutaras Risham Yer Chedisiv, Vin Chisheshes and Vesta Sirugin, Achet Tirabe. Now, just as we have our Loche, just as we have our Loche, you see here, the tool is more exact in the Rishenes that he uses. Over there, on that base, so the tool said, if a woman had a Riyas Dam on the first of Nisan, on the first of Sivan, and on the first of our own, so she was kibas ibeset kavua lidurug. So I said it doesn't mean lidurug. It should not be equated with the best adrugi of the 15th of Nisan, 16th of Iyar, and 7th of Sivan, because here it's not a rugi, even though he used the Russian durugi. Here the Torah doesn't use the Russian durugi, but he used the Russian sirugi. Sirugin, it's more exact. That's a sirugin. Sirugin means is the same kind of vesed as a vesed of every first of the month, except that instead of every first of the month, it's every first of every other month, of every second month. All right. V'nechishesh is v'vesed ha-sirugin. Now, just as in regard to vesed ha-sirugin, there is a loch that there is no din of chishesh chishish, of being chishish, nivesit atlugin, sheini kavua. Either it's kavua, or if it's not kavua, we don't have the chishish over here. So in regard to this, it has same din, the same aloha applies. In other words, vesit has same din, so there is no din of vesit sheini kavua. Only vesit kavua. Fine. Veset adiru, Wenn da die Geschäfte das die kleine Situation da haben müssen diese Frau Geschäfte war vor der so ob ein Kopf und was so schön Geschäfte ist kommen war flott dir wo ihm gefallen ist es ihm gefallen ich gehe ihm gefallen war so mit der Schabe dir wo ihm gefallen ist es mir gefallen ich gehe habe ich war so mit der Schabe ihr lo ihr ihm gefallen kommt aber das ist mit dir mit Kabel und Geschäfte selber mit Lidulugo. So this is in accordance with Shmuel Shite. This is in accordance with Shmuel Shite. So why does he mention? Because before he said, Virach Kosakera, Vichin Kosavaraive, the Rambam Posak Shmuel, Vichin Kosavarambam, Vichinu Maskona Sadini of the Orosa. So the Rosh Shite is like Shmuel. So Mele here, he mentioned in regard to Beset Aflog and Bidilu. So according to Rav, Beset Aflog and Bidilu can be established with 4 years. According to Shmuel, Beset Aflog and Bidilu can be established only with 5 years. So here I mentioned 5 years, the two. Now he says, Rasa Bechad Nisim, that's the first three. So, Vulip Seif Ho, so the second ring, then Dilgoyim Chofalev, the third ring, then Dilgoyim Chofbeis is the fourth ring, then Irlerilim Chofgimu is the fifth ring. So now there's 5 years. So she was Kiveya, if it's that for the deal, we can't really have a chesel Dilgo. We can't do a quest like in Ishkaitis. Roa sotes vob lechidesh ze. Now here, the two mention something that has to do. We learn in Simen Kuf Pivov. We learn that there is a machlekes v'shei and machlekes between the Ramban and the Baramoyer. So, in other words, whether in establishing the Veset, do we only consider the day of the initiation of the Riyah, or the day when there was a Riyah, even though the Riyah initiated a day before, 2 days before. In other words, suppose a woman would have a Riyah, on the 15th, but it wouldn't, the flow wouldn't stop on the 15th. It would continue on the 16th and on the 17th. And then, the next month, that's easy. So we have the 15th and the 16th and the 17th. And then the next month she'll have the day of the 16th, and Leah she'll see down on the 16th and on the 17th. And then in Sivan she'll have a Leah's down just on the 17th. Will she establish a Veset Kavua for the 17th? According to Ramban, yes, that's what we learned in Simen Kuf Pivov. According to Balamoyer and Rashbo, no. Why? Because what is considered in establishing a Veset, only the Riyah, the initiation of the Riyah. So, if a woman had the initial Riyah on the 17th of Nisan, and on the 17th of Iyar, and on the 17th of Sivan, so then she's Kivas in Beset Kavua on the 17th. But if she had in Nisan, the initiation took place on the 15th. But it continued, the flow continued on the 16th and on the 17th. And then, in Iyar, so the flow started on the 16th, but it continued into the 17th. And then in Sivan, the flow started on the 17th. So according to Rambam, she's kibasi Veset Kavua on the 17th. Even though in Nisan and Nia, the Riyah on the 17th was a hemshach of a Riyah that started the day before or 2 days before. So it doesn't matter according to Rambam, according to Balamoye, or according to Rajvana. Now here, in discussing the case of Veset Bidiluk, so Agavuche, the two mention such an Ezio that is in line with the Shita of the Rambam. But it's only the Machlekes. So he says like this, V'chein l'idilu v'slachin sh'ayitz v'ze, Roa so tesvo v'chein v'ze, Inis, V'yum sh'chol v'yosod al yomim, And then the flow start, can last 15, 16, 17 days. But the initiation of the Riyah took place, the initial Riyah took place on the 15th. Then she had a Riyah in here, so the initial Riyah in here was not the 15th, but the 16th. And the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th in year. Then, if you say in Shochinish Lachov, and in Sivan, Rasso, Kvashil Sholireis, be you say in the Chedesh. So, in other words, so she established the Veset Kavua, Bishove Nadiru. Nadiru. Why did she establish? After Yudayim, because innocent she had the years down on the 17th, even though it was already the third day, the third successive day of having the years down. But it doesn't matter. In other words, it's in line with the sheet of the Ramban, not in line with the sheet of the Baranel or the Rashbo. And in here, she also had the year on the 17th, but in here too it was the initial year. The only month in which the 17th was the initial year was the sixth, and still the Torah says that she establishes the best Ashore on the 17th. So that means that this Allah in the Torah accords with the Sheikh of Ramah. But this is what the Bessie Yosef points out. For Shil Shol Yireh Biyot Zayin Lechidesh. The entailing baby best that Diluk. But, so, she only has to be Chidesh for the 17th, but she doesn't have to be chayshish for the 18th. Why shouldn't she be chayshish for the 18th? After all, in 1 month, she saw dam 1 day later. To listen, the answer is we are not. There is no aloha of veset sheni kavua as far as veset adiluk is concerned. בלבד, עד שתשאלו שכולו בדילוק, ולתהי ביצת שוב, לפיחוך חשש עשרה יומים, שלישני שבהם כבסת הקבוע, ולשור היום כבסת הדילוק. עד כאן. All right, now we leave it here. We can't go over the whole simen, because we have to divide it in parts. Now the machana. Now, in the Mechaber, so, in other words, now we have to learn Mechaber and Ramo up to Sif Yudalit. Up to Sif Yudalit. Because the first Yudgimu Sif Yudalit, that's like one simen. And then from Sif Yudalit till Sif Yudzayim is again like another Simen. And then from Yudzayim till Chavov is again another Simen. And then from Chavov till the end is again another Simen. But it's a question of classification. So this is all included in one long Simen. Alright. Mechad. Kol Yisho Sheim Yoveset Kavua. Chishesh is in Lamed Lirioso She'ein Obein Nis Listam Noshim V'im Yeish Lo Veset Kogua Lizman Yodua Michof Micho Oy Michofei Michofei Chishesh is Lizman Yodua. So what does the Mechava say? And that is mentioned by the Torah too. And we pointed out last week, I mean, that even though there's the Pesach and the Torah and the Mechaber, but it's not the sheet of all the Shein. The Ashit is the Shein to the counter. But that's the way it passed. That which kind of a woman has to be Cheshesh for the Ein Obeinis, the 30th day, only a woman who has no Veset Kavua. But if a woman has a Veset Kavua, so then she doesn't have to be Cheshesh for the Ein Obeinis. But the Ashit is the Shein. Quachir, as a matter of fact, there are two other shittes. There is one shittes of a sheni, that even a woman who has a veset kavua, Even a woman who has a Veset Kavua, but a Veset Kavua of seeing Dam every 25th day. But if on the 25th day she meets the period, so then on the 30th day she has all about it. That is the Rambanshi. But if her Veset Kavua is every 35th day, then she's not a soul on the innovations. Because there is no reason in the world as to why she should assume that she'll have it on the 30th. After all, she's accustomed to have it on the 35th day. But if her practice is, her routine is to have the Yisdam on the 25th, and she didn't have it on the 25th, so then she's treated like a woman who has no Veset Kavua. Because after all, she missed it on a day. That's the Ramban Shi. Mashe'inke, if her Veset is every 35th day, so she's not a soul about on the 30th, because why should we be Chedesh? However, according to the Ramban, Rashi Shite is that she has to be Chesheshes, even if her Veset is on the 35th day, but on the 30th day she has all. So that means, according to the Ramban's understanding of Rashi, Rashi is such a machmir that every woman is a soul bailo. Is a soul bailo on the 30th. Whether a woman who has a Veset Kavua, not only a woman who has a Veset Kavua, let's say prior to the 30th, and she missed it on the 30th, but even if she had a Veset Kavua on the 35th, subsequent to the 30th, so on the 30th she has all the bailo. Alright, but we don't pass them. So the Mechaber says, "Kolishoshim Veset Kavua." Only a woman who has no Veset Kavua. But if she has Veset Kavua, she is not chishes l'nevelis. Chishes l'imad l'yoso. She ain't nevelis. Mistamnoshi. We reach for Veset Kavua. We zman yedua mechof mechof or mechofei mechofei. Chishes l'imad yedua, but no nevelis. Keitzat kivosim. Kidei shetir edal tomim. Ubnei yedim zmanim shopim. Kigein sheo asraye, ulipseif chofyein pamachers, vei liseif chofyein, vizendik hobes taflot, ukach tzricho dalet liyes. So how did Mechaba pass him? The Mechaba, I mean the two, they both passed him, like most Hashem. Not like the Shite of the Ro in Berkabayis, or the Ramban in the Chidushi, that even a Veset Afloge can be established. Even Veset Afloge can be established with three years. No, Veset Afloge is established only 4 years, and we understand the rationale of that. Why? Because Veset Afloge by definition means that she sees in accordance with a certain afloge. But if she has 3 years, so there are only 2 aflogas, there are no three years aflogas, only 2 years aflogas. No, so it seems so, such a low portion. So the question is, why does the Ro and the Ramban Chidushim say the contrary? I mean, just to make sense. So I think we explained it. I explained it at the very beginning. So we explained it because I mentioned a Shaila. What is the Aloha of Vestas? What is the Aloha of Vestas? Is the Aloha of Vestas based? The Aloha of Vestas is that every woman has her own pattern according to which she has a discharge of that. She has a pattern. Or the Aloha of Vestas is based upon Rigyos. So let's say, in other words, if we say, now we have a machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. I think I discussed it. We have a machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel as to whether 2 times constitute a chazoke or 3 times constitute a chazoke. So, the Gemara says, according to Rebbe, 2 times constitutes a chazoke. So, for example, if a woman had 1 child and he died machmas mile, and then she had another child, not that kid, the same woman. As long as in the same family, let's say, one woman had the child that died machmas mile, and the sister of that woman had the child that died machmas mile. So then, any other child in that family, we're not allowed to be malo, because it's already a chazok, and it's already established as a sofik, maybe chas v'sholem. The third baby will also die machmas mile. So we have to wait until he grows up, and we see, that it's all right to be married. So, according to Shimon Gamliel, or no, if a woman was married two children, and they died machmas mile, so the third child is highly mile. But if three children, then the fourth child of the family, so you're not allowed to be married. So that's the machlekes, whether two times constitutes chazokin or three times counts chazokin. That's one achim. Another achim is regard to katonis. There is a halacha that if a woman had a number of husbands who died, so another man is not allowed to marry her because she is a katonis. Doesn't mean she's katonis, but she's a wicked woman. Yeah, I mean,